Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this week. And the first movie is Dolphin Tale, starring Ashley Judd, Harry Connick Jr., Morgan Freeman, even Kris Kristofferson. And it's based on a true story where a hurt dolphin is rescued, but it's so hurt its tail has to be amputated. The only way it can really survive is to get a prosthetic tail.
We can't make her want to live. She's going to have to do that part on her own.
It was too infected. My dad said it had to come off.
How is she going to live if she can't swim?
Trying to put a tail on a fish. Nobody in his right mind would even try.
Luckily, I'm not.
Not what?
In my right mind.
Well, the best acting in this film is from the little girl, Morgan Freeman, and the dolphin. She's the actual real dolphin the story is based on. She steals the show. The rest of the acting is pretty much so-so, but it's hard to deny the pull of the story. You know, boy and dolphin create an extraordinary bond that heals both of them. Then there's the hurt creature who overcomes adversity and inspires everyone. And how about the part that gives all the kids out there the great idea on how to skip school? Although, just a tip, not all of you can say you found a hurt dolphin. You might want to go with a turtle or a baboon or maybe even an elephant. Much more believable. But all in all, the movie has, you know, kind of an after-school special feel to it, but if you go, definitely stick around for the clips after where they show some actual footage, and that's the best part of the movie. So in our movie night traffic light, Dolphin Tale is a yellow light. Now into a movie all about money and baseball, it's Moneyball. Also based on a true story, Brad Pitt is Billy Bean, who's a general manager of the Oakland A's. Problem is, about 10 years ago, he had to find a whole different way to make a great team without buying the big buck players, because he had hardly any money at all to work with.
There are rich teams, and there are poor teams. Then there's 50 feet of crap. And then there's us.
We're gonna shake things up.
I believe there's a championship team that we could afford because everyone else undervalues them, like an island of misfit toys.
If we win with this team, we'll change the game.
Now, I have to say, there's something strange, odd, and perplexing that happens with these kind of movies. I, myself, am not really into sports per se, but I've got to tell you, I'm a total sucker for these sportsy movies. Maybe it's the behind-the-scenes stuff that's so interesting, or it's the underdog goes for the gusto parts, or maybe it's like I'm cracking the code of the secret society that is sports. I don't know, but whatever it is, I love these things. And on top of that, you throw in Brad Pitt, Jonah Hill, and Philip Seymour Hoffman, which all did really great, and you have a winner. Granted, when they touched on the whole statistical analysis and mathematical black magic stuff, I followed none of it, but it didn't matter at all. I got the gist. So if you're up for an interesting and entertaining reach for the stars kind of movie, which is mostly true-ish, this one is for you. So under Movie Night Traffic Light, Moneyball is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.